Charlotte Druckman is a journalist who writes about food from a lot of different angles. She writes for outfits like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Bon Appetit. But it was a piece that she did for the journal Gastronomica that set off her book. Now, the article was Why There Are No Great Women Chefs. The book now is Skirt Steak, Women Chefs on Standing the Heat and Staying in the Kitchen. Charlotte joins us from Portland. Charlotte, good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
So we've heard an awful lot about, you know, women in the kitchen, but how did you approach this book?
Well, I wanted to write, I say jokingly, but it's not that much of a joke, the anti-woman chef book. Because I do think that we tend to have the same conversation every few years, and it doesn't seem to be helping. And that conversation is usually coming from a defensive or negative point of view, which is to complain about how difficult it is for women or how there aren't any women out there or why they all leave. And if you look around, you find so many women in professional kitchens, not obviously as many as men, but still more than I think people realize. And so I wanted to look at it as a norm and look at this group of women who have made great strides and have them talk about how they've done that.
Right. So how do you define this word chef? Because boy, is it tossed around a lot.
It is so hard. And that became, I think, the biggest question of the book. You know, originally chef was it was a trade, it was a craft or an art that you honed. And now it can be as micro as, you know, learning how to chop perfectly and how to work a grill station perfectly and working your way up through that. But it can also mean not just running a galley. It can mean running a whole restaurant, owning multiple restaurants, creating a line of products, being on television, writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did for the book was I used a very specific definition, which was to say anyone who had been in the position of an executive chef or had been in charge of a galley.
So going back to this idea that you didn't want this to be, you know, again, a repetition of this conversation that's gone on for a long time about how hard it is. But how hard was it really for these women? You talked to, what, 73 chefs?
Yeah,
right?
73. You had, you know, you run the gamut. You will have some women, and some of it's chronological. I think a lot of the women who were rising in the ranks in the 80s and early 90s will tend to have stories about really being treated not kindly at all in the kitchen. Someone like Beth Oretzky, who is best known for having been the character called the grill bitch in Anthony Bourdain's book, Kitchen Confidential. I mean, she'll talk about how that's what she was really exposed to often. But then you'll talk to chefs who are working now who just either it's not happening as much or they literally tune it out, which I think is also interesting. It's almost like they put blinders on and they just look straight ahead and get their job done and they don't have time for it. And then, you know, you'll have some chefs who, I think Nancy Silverton was a great example. She kind of avoided all of those typically French male dominated kitchens being on the West Coast. And she just had these really lovely, I know this is an annoying word when you're talking about any kind of women's related topic, but nurturing experiences and from a lot of male chefs.
See, I think that's an interesting take because the boys' club concept, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is it still alive and well?
I call it now the new boys' club because it's a different set of boys and it's a different club. I mean, I think they think of themselves much more as kind of rebellious and envelope pushing, but they mostly tend to be boys. And I don't think that they're thinking about it that way. I don't think that anyone's walking around actively discriminating against women.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they've all found each other. They like to hang out. And once you have that kind of circle that has a certain amount of clout, you know, that they can throw around, it just all tends to kind of spiral from there, right? I mean, they just keep picking up more traction.
What were you hearing from the women? I want to say, I hate the word generation, but what were you hearing from the younger women who are now, you know, established in food? I'm thinking about people like Amanda Freitag or Alex Guarnaschelli, who you see on Chopped, for instance.
Well, it's funny because I almost think of it as there being three generations in the book. And they represent to me the middle generation, which in a way it's like your adolescent phase. It's the most awkward. They grew up while the term chef was going through the most flux. So when they started, there wasn't much of the celebrity thing or television. But as it developed, their careers were developing. So they kind of had to adapt with it. And I think it makes them really great commenters on how that works. Alex, who is so smart, notes in the book that to be on television as a woman who cooks usually means that you are put in a framework where you are considered an expert in the home, whereas the male chefs are given the credit for being experts in the professional kitchen. And, you know, she's someone who is such an accomplished professional chef, and she even knows that that's what's happening. And she's, you know, she's part of it.
Wouldn't that make you crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But I think on the other hand, you have to think of in any profession, if you want to succeed, you're going to do whatever it is you need to do to get the kind of agency you need to be able to express yourself. So if it's going to help you get more money or more attention, and then you can somehow use that to get whatever your personal message across is, I think that's how you have to do it. You know, I mean, You can say I'm going to stand above it, but then that also means that you might never get heard. And so you have to decide at what point you're willing to bend, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Charlotte, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Charlotte Druckman is author of Skirt Steak, Women Chefs on Standing the Heat and Staying in the Kitchen. Now you can check out Judy Rogers' infamous bread salad recipe on the website, splendidtable.org.